We're celebrating a centenary on Book Club today, which, as you will realise, makes it unlikely that we have the author in our midst, and we don't. But if we did, it would be Elizabeth Taylor, a meticulous observer and stylist whose many admirers think she should have been accorded a much higher place in our modern literature than she was. But we do have one of those admirers here, David Baddiel, writer and comedian and so much else, someone who believes that Elizabeth Taylor was a great modern writer. So David is going to talk to our readers on her behalf, so to speak, about her best-known novel, Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont, written more than 40 years ago now, shortlisted for the Booker as it then was, and the subject of a film later. It's the story of a woman who's in the autumn of her days, no longer able to look after herself. She moves into the Claremont, a private hotel in West London, where there is a community of similarly elderly people who allow Elizabeth Taylor full rein with all her formidable powers of social observation, above all, her feel for the comedy that she finds in the everyday. The story centres on the touching relationship between Mrs. Palfrey and Ludo, who's an impoverished writer whom she meets by chance and who is with her to the end. It is a beautiful, though unquestionably bleak, book. David Baddiel, welcome to Book Club.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you how you came to Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I was writing my fourth novel, which is called The Death of Eli Gold, and that is a novel about a man who's had five wives, and I wanted to base one of the characters, one of the voices of the book, on his first wife, and I wanted to make her into a woman who's in a care home in London. So I was reading around that subject, and someone told me about this novel. I'd never heard of Elizabeth Taylor. I, like many people, thought it's the film star. And so I was reading it initially kind of for research, and then gradually, as I read it, I just thought, well, this is more than research. This is a really, really great novel, and very much in the kind of thing that I like, which is about, as you mentioned before, the observation of everyday life and putting everyday life into the position of great art.
In the introduction that you've written to the reissue of Sleeping Beauty, another of her novels, you talk about her being the missing link between Jane Austen and John Updike, which is a quite remarkable phrase. How do you justify that?
They're basically just two of my favourite writers.
Yes.
and I just wanted to put her in the middle. But there is some justification for it in my mind, which is Updike had this phrase, which he says that he feels the job of art is to give the mundane its beautiful due. But both Jane Austen and John Updike are supremely not fantastical writers. They're writers who, in obviously different periods and in different styles, but took the world as they found it, operate on a very small canvas, and they found the fantastical within that.
Segment 1.
We're celebrating a centenary on Book Club today, which, as you will realise, makes it unlikely that we have the author in our midst, and we don't. But if we did, it would be Elizabeth Taylor, a meticulous observer and stylist whose many admirers think she should have been accorded a much higher place in our modern literature than she was. But we do have one of those admirers here, David Baddiel, writer and comedian and so much else, someone who believes that Elizabeth Taylor was a great modern writer. So David is going to talk to our readers on her behalf, so to speak, about her best-known novel, Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont, written more than 40 years ago now, shortlisted for the Booker as it then was, and the subject of a film later.
Segment 2.
It's the story of a woman who's in the autumn of her days, no longer able to look after herself. She moves into the Claremont, a private hotel in West London, where there is a community of similarly elderly people who allow Elizabeth Taylor full rein with all her formidable powers of social observation, above all her feel for the comedy that she finds in the everyday. The story centres on the touching relationship between Mrs. Palfrey and Ludo, who's an impoverished writer whom she meets by chance and who is with her to the end. It is a beautiful, though unquestionably bleak, book. David Baddiel, welcome to Book Club.
Thank you very much.
Segment 3.
Let me ask you how you came to Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I was writing my fourth novel, which is called The Death of Eli Gold, and that is a novel about a man who's had five wives, and I wanted to base one of the characters, one of the voices of the book, on his first wife, and I wanted to make her into a woman who's in a care home in London. So I was reading around that subject, and someone told me about this novel. I'd never heard of Elizabeth Taylor. I, like many people, thought it's the film star. And so I was reading it initially kind of for research, and then gradually, as I read it, I just thought, well, this is more than research. This is a really, really great novel, and very much in the kind of thing that I like, which is about, as you mentioned before, the observation of everyday life and putting everyday life into the position of great art.
Segment 4.
In the introduction that you've written to the reissue of Sleeping Beauty, another of her novels, you talk about her being the missing link between Jane Austen and John Updike, which is a quite remarkable phrase. How do you justify that?
They're basically just two of my favourite writers. And I just wanted to put her in the middle. But there is some justification for it in my mind, which is Updike had this phrase, which he says that he feels the job of art is to give the mundane its beautiful due. But both Jane Austen and John Updike are supremely not fantastical writers. They're writers who, in obviously different periods and in different styles, but took the world as they found it, operate on a very small canvas, and they found the fantastical within that.